I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenyan streets are quiet again after the latest round of anti-tax demonstrations. Police arrested 300 people last week as ongoing protests escalated. Christians call for peace as politicians fan the flames of public discontent. Transworld Radio's Bernice Gutierrez.
Church leaders offered to mediate in the differences between the opposition leader and the president. The body of Christ has been involved in trying to get the two sides to talk instead of going into the streets. The dialogue did start and then the talks collapsed.
Please pray that politicians will stop instigating unrest in Kenya.
They haven't given a timetable for the next round, but they are saying this is not the end. So we expect that probably as soon as they have recovered from this one, they will be strategizing and giving their supporters the next course of action.
Every time you listen to Mission Network News, you hear the same call to action to find your place in the story. One Florida man named Walter did just that.
He's an amazing veteran, loves Jesus, and we had a great weekend together.
Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries. After hearing a Warriors Set Free story on MNN, Walter took action and reached out to Steve.
He's like, let's go, man. Like, how do I get involved? And we happened to have an opening on our ministry weekend, and he filled that spot. I got to meet Walter in person. It was cool to see how Mission Network News made the connection with one more veteran for us to build the kingdom with.
Now it's your turn to pray, give, or go, and find your place in the story.
If they feel led, they can have a small part of Warriors Set Free wherever they're from.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.